Howdy, Notebooker. A piece by Charles Float has been making the rounds with a title built to detonate in your feed. I reverse engineered LEAKED system prompts for AISEO. Google lied. Anthropic is targeting SEOs. It's from Charles Float, and he brought his A game. Confident, provocative, stuffed with quotes pulled from what he says are leaked system prompts of Claude Opus 4.7, GPT 5.5, and Gemini 3. When Charles puts it on your radar, you know it's good. After reading it and really letting it sink in, I've decided to break down Charles's article for you guys today. What Charles actually claims. 2 weeks ago, Google published its first official guide to optimizing for generative AI search. The headline, AEO and GEO aren't separate disciplines. It's still SEO. The guide also busts a few myths. You don't need to chunk your content. You don't need LLMs, EXT, or special markdown files. Chasing inauthentic mentions won't help you. Charles's argument is that Google's guide is a polished policy document, while the system prompts that actually run these models tell a different story. He says the prompts reveal a hidden scoring layer that decides whether your content gets used or ignored. That the models clearly evaluate content in chunks. That they filter hard by source quality and treat SEO content as suspect. His conclusion? There's a new discipline he calls retrieval layer, SEO. Google is hiding it from you. The real insight, every model runs a hidden referee. Here's the part worth your time. Charles describes three layers inside a frontier model. What it learned in training, what it pulls from the web when you ask a question, and a referee that decides which of those two to trust when they disagree. He calls that referee the arbitration layer. Think of it like a courtroom. Your content isn't the judge reading your essay and nodding along. Your content is one witness. The model's training is a second witness. A competitor's page is a third. The referee weighs all three and decides whose story makes it into the final answer. That reframe is genuinely useful. You're not writing to impress a reader. You're writing to win an argument against the model's own memory and against every other source it pulled on that query. And the source quality filter is real. The models are instructed to prefer original sources like company blogs, peer-reviewed papers, and government sites over aggregators and listicles. They're told to be skeptical of heavily optimized content like product roundups. If you've ever wondered why your perfectly optimized best X listicle gets ignored while a manufacturer's spec page or a Reddit thread gets cited, that's your answer. So far, so good. Now here's where it gets interesting. The leak is published on a public docs page. Charles's most quotable, most verifiable lines all come from Claude, the skepticism of SEO content line, the original sources over aggregators line, the search before you answer line. Those three are the spine of his entire argument. None of them are leaked. Anthropic publishes Claude's system prompts, openly, on their doc site. They've done it since August 2024. They update it with every model release, and the changelog runs all the way through Opus 4.7. Simon Willison has been reading them publicly for 2 years and describes them as a sort of unofficial manual the companies never thought to publish anywhere else. You don't need prompt injection. You don't need an adversarial testing community. You need a browser. Charles admits this in his own caveats. To be fair, he notes Anthropic publishes a version and claims the leaked one has more depth. Maybe it does. But the specific lines he's basing his argument on are the published ones, and the prompts that would actually be leaks, the GPT 5.5 and Gemini 3 quotes, are the ones nobody can verify. Charles is honest about this too. He says, models will happily hallucinate plausible sounding system prompts when you pressure them, calls it the single biggest failure mode of this kind of research, and says his only real check was getting the same output across multiple sessions. So read his evidence stack the way the models would. The strongest, highest quality source in the whole article is a public Anthropic doc. The secret stuff is the part standing on the shakiest ground. Funny how that works. When a category-defining airline puts AEO on the budget, the "Is this real yet?" question is over. Big brand AEO is here, and the agencies in front of it are the ones their clients will trust to lead them through it. Your prospects and clients are asking about AEO. How do we show up in ChatGPT? What's our AI search strategy? Are we losing traffic to AI? Most agencies don't have answers yet. This session is designed to make sure you do. Here's the thing. The agencies offering AEO and getting hired alongside you right now, they're gunning for your SEO retainers next. I'm not making this up. Here's exactly what came up on my last coaching call. We've been selling it as an individual line item. Most of our clients onboarding in the last 3 or 4 months are signing for a year, and there's like an 80% chance they get rid of their existing SEO team and bring us on for that too. Derek Iwasiuk, Chief AEO, SEO Officer, Search Tides. Here's what you'll get. On the call, we dig into your specific situation, positioning for AI search and building AEO into your service offering. I'll also walk you through exactly how we've transformed Notebook Agency operations using Claude and Notion. And if we're having fun, who knows, maybe we go over. After the call, you get one Claude skill that creates co-work tasks from any conversation not shared publicly. This one compounds. Every client call, every internal discussion, every problem you solve becomes a documented process. It's the skill that builds more automatable skills. Edit access to my LLM monitoring dashboard, stand up your own branded instance, 3 exclusive SOPs from the AEO agency, accelerator cohort, not shared publicly, how we use Google's Vertex AI to improve Google's retrievability and bring technical SEO thinking to AEO. I'll share a specific data collection strategy designed to help your site or your client's site stay ahead of 99% of competitors before this goes mainstream. This is the kind of early mover advantage that structured data gave technical SEOs a decade ago. My 14 AEO page type guide that are the foundation for all Notebook Agency client engagements. If your agency wants more high intent bottom funnel LLM traffic, this session is built for you. P.S. These are no holds barred sessions where you can invite up to 3 team members on the call. Must share the same email address, and the calls will be recorded and shared along with access to your own personal plan, what notebookers have to say. By the way, this is really great value. $600 is a lot for a lot of people, but like this is insanely dense and definitely have a positive ROI. So from the entrepreneur hat, like this is just such a win for all parties involved. Travis Jamieson, founder Capital Pad, owner of the Chiang Mai SEO conference. So did Google lie? Sort of, but not the way he means. I'll give Charles the chunking point, fully agree. Google's guide tells you not to chunk your content for AI. But Google's own description of how its AI features work talks about retrieving relevant pages and reviewing the specific information from those pages. That's passage-level retrieval. That's chunking, whether or not the guide wants to use the word. If your key claim is buried in paragraph 9 and only makes sense after someone reads paragraphs 1 through 8, nothing can cleanly lift it out and use it as an answer. It never enters the pool. So you don't need to chunk, and we retrieve and review specific passages are in real tension. Charles is right to flag it, but Google lied and his own conclusion can't both be true. Buried in his caveats, Charles says he's still in the it's still SEO crowd. So is Google. So am I. The honest version isn't a conspiracy. It's the oldest pattern in SEO. The policy document tells you what Google wants you to do. The engineering tells you what the product actually does. Those have never been the same document, and they weren't the same in 2010 either. This isn't Google lying about AI. This is Tuesday, well, Thursday, if you're reading this on release day. 3 things that actually move the needle, strip away the theater, and the playbook is almost boring in how familiar it is. Be the primary source or get cited on one. A claim on a company's own blog beats an aggregator. A claim on a .gov, an SEC filing, or a peer-reviewed paper beats both. The source quality filter sorts your mentions by class before it ever reads what they say, right so a single section can stand on its own. Clear heading, the answer right underneath it, no dependency on three paragraphs of throat clearing above it. If a passage can't be pulled out as a coherent unit, it can't be retrieved. And if it can't be retrieved, it can't be cited. Get corroborated, not just mentioned. The same fact about you stated across several independent high-quality sources is what tells the model you're real. One press release blast doesn't do it. Charles sells authentic mentions for exactly this reason, and on the mechanic itself, he's not wrong. Notice what's missing from that list. No injection, no leaked secrets, no new acronym required. SEO IRL speaker Jabez Rubin, I promise I'll get the site updated soon, also had this great post about point number three. Is retrieval layer SEO real or a label to sell? Both, honestly. The mechanics he's describing are real. RAG, passage retrieval, source quality re-ranking. None of it is new, and Charles says so himself, crediting the academic work and people like Mike King, who've covered this from the SEO side for a while now. The analysis can be useful and the funnel can be a funnel at the same time. Both are allowed to be true. So read it for the courtroom reframe and the source quality reminder. Skip the part where you get scared into a checkout page. And if you want to verify the single most load-bearing claim in the entire article, you don't need to buy anything. Open Anthropic's docs and read the prompt yourself. That's it. Don't lose your SEO retainers to the agency that adds AEO first. Book your Power 25 with Steve Toth. These are live 25-minute rapid-fire AEO strategy sessions hosted by Steve for $5.97. And there's a money-back guarantee if you don't walk away with 10x value. Book your Power 25 session now.